exceptional people, along with an exceptional football team. By their commitment to DePaul Catholic Athletics, either by being exceptional or supporting these exceptional people, they have helped create an institution steeped in athletic excellence. The athletic program we enjoy today at DePaul is a direct result of all of their efforts. St. Paul writes in his second letter to Timothy, an athlete cannot receive the winner's crown except by competing according to the rules. Our 15 inductees are people of character, people who have played by the rules, or at the very least, have not been caught breaking them.
Amen.
And tonight, they will receive the winner's crown by joining an elite group of individuals in the DePaul Catholic High School Hall of Fame. Pope John Paul II, hopefully soon, please God, St. John Paul II, said of athletics, athletics is not a matter of economic interest. Participation in athletics is bigger than the individual. It surpasses him. And it is more about a universal brotherhood. Through athletics, there exists a solidarity with all members of the human family. It is on account of these 15 people, these outstanding inductees, that we gather as family and friends tonight. And for this, we should be grateful. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of this wonderful evening. We thank you in a special way for our inductees in a world starving for good role models. We thank you for the gift of faith in a world where many live in fear. We thank you for the gift of family and friends in a world where many walk alone. And we thank you for the gift of food that we will eat tonight in a world where many go hungry. We ask you to watch over us tonight and to bless our conversations. And let us all pray together. Bless us, O Lord, the
these are gifts which we are about to receive, my bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
To the All-Conference baseball teams three times. Jack also earned state honorable mention for baseball in his senior year. Played semi-pro baseball in the Patterson League after high school. He married his DePaul Catholic sweetheart, Cecilia, who was also the cheerleading captain and a member of the basketball team. More impressively, they've been married for 43 years and have 4 children and 6 grandchildren. It is an extreme honor to welcome back and John Jack Grandstrand, class of 1960. Hey. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I just want to share with you that I'm honored and humbled and thrilled to be here tonight. It's an honor that I never thought would come my way. And as you can tell, the person behind all this is at the table, my wife. And the family sitting there at table number 12. The Paul High School gave us a start, but the continuation through life is at that table there. And I just want to thank you very much. Cornelia Harrington Sanders, known as Poochie, qualified for the first Olympic women's speed skating team in 1959 after winning the U.S. trials by a landslide. Skated in the 3,000 meters in the 1960 Olympics, where she placed 18th overall in the world. In recognition for her Olympic qualifications, Cornelia was awarded the DePaul Catholic's first varsity letter in 1959. Her skating career was tragically cut short by an auto accident 4 days before her high school graduation. She went on to graduate from Boston University with honors and received her MA in psychology also from BU. She is a successful and influential psychologist, teacher, and community activist. Presently, she lives in Albany, New York with her husband, Gerald, a trailblazer of women's athletics. It's an honor to present Poochie Harrington Sanders into the DePaul Catholic Athletic Hall of Fame. Class of 1982, John Ronaldo.